Hello, everyone, and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
That's a good
¿Qué les pasa?
I don't know. They're high on caffeine.
All right, so I'm here with Liliana Mata.
Hello.
Marco Mejia.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
No, I already said that, Marco.
I'm reiterating what you were saying.
And this is Lily.
Hola.
How are you guys?
Great.
Great.
How's been this week?
Raining.
Raining.
Yes.
It's been awful. Raining and raining and raining. You cannot do anything outside. And as I said before, I like sports.
We don't care. Hey, you know what I just realized?
What?
We've recorded ¿Qué pasas? With Lily here, and we don't know anything about her.
That's true.
Yeah, Lily, tell us about you.
You're such a mysterious person.
What do you
want
to know? Oh. I'll leave it a mystery.
Ask me and you shall know.
Okay, where are you from?
Marco. I'm from Monterrey.
Where is Monterrey?
Monterrey.
Monterrey, California?
No.
Oh, there is Monterrey, California.
Yeah, there is.
Monterrey, it's in the border of Texas.
Oh, really?
But in the Mexican side.
Of course, dear.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have a very good accent. And,
Wow, you're terrible at this. Are you okay? I think here Leo likes our intern or something. Yeah, he's getting
he's getting blushed.
I know, he's nervous.
He got me nervous.
I know. Okay, maybe Marco, you should ask her some questions.
Okay, so Lily,
do you have a boyfriend?
Okay, guys, no, stop.
What?
Okay, let's start with Lily. What do you do in China?
I'm studying Chinese, but my semester is over. And in 3 weeks, I'm going back to Mexico.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So you're going back to Monterrey. Were you studying with the famous university from Mexico, Tec de Monterrey?
Tec de Monterrey.
Tec, yeah.
That's what I did in my high school.
Really?
Me too.
Oh, they have a high school.
Yeah, that's what I... We all went to high school there.
So why didn't you continue on in that university?
Because I didn't like their philosophy.
This is lame.
Yeah, it's lame.
No, you're lame.
No, you're...
She didn't make it to
you didn't pass the admission.
She didn't pass the test.
I chose to leave that system.
Whatever.
You whatever.
All right. So, Lily, how old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
Wow, such a youngster.
I know.
Every year they get younger.
Shut up.
And the hosts get older.
I can't believe you said that. Oh, my God.
We are getting old. It's a fact of life.
Well, like wine.
But with age comes wisdom.
Exactly. I feel like wine, you know? They say in Mexico, entre más vieja, más buena.
Mm. You know what they also say? Gallina vieja da buen caldo.
Nice.
Seems like an old chicken gives a good broth.
That is true.
Yeah,
I completely agree.
I do too.
On Monday we have a lesson, and the name is alfajores.
Alfajores.
But wait, what is this alfajores? We don't have alfajores in Mexico.
No, we don't. Alfajores comes from, it's a delicacy, it's delicious. They come from Argentina, and there's also alfajores in some other parts of Latin America, well, South America. And they're really good. They're like chocolate ones and vanilla ones. And
it's like a cookie.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying. It's like this different layers cookie with it has chocolate.
Yes, and it has nuts and coconut and there's different styles.
Can I eat it with milk?
No,
yeah.
You don't dunk it.
No.
No?
It's very sweet though. So if you have one, you're pretty much done.
Yes.
How big are they?
They can be like this big.
Oh, that's a very good sign.
It's so maybe an inch in diameter.
That's like 2 inches.
2 inches in diameter. I don't know. More or less.
Okay.
But they're really good and they're sweet. So it's kind of like a cultural lesson about.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Cool. Yeah.
I want to try them now. On Wednesday, we have a lesson. It's called Too Late.
Too late
for what?
Too late for work.
No.
Too late for a trip.
No.
You're asking for forgiveness and it's too late.
Ah, that's a good idea.
It's
too late for an application.
No.
University?
No, it's too late to buy tickets for something. So if something is sold out, basically we're going to teach how to say, it's sold out, there's no more tickets, you're too late.
Like when we wanted to watch Transformers in IMAX?
Yes.
And it was too late?
Yes, it was.
Way too late.
Mm-hmm.
It was too late, but they say it's a really bad movie.
How do you say it's too late?
Yes.
Ya es muy tarde.
Ya es muy tarde.
O es demasiado tarde.
Lo siento, señor, es muy tarde.
Oh, there's a famous song by Ana Gabriel called Demasiado Tarde.
Yes.
You guys should listen to that one. It's really good.
Can you sing us a little part?
No.
Come on.
I actually don't remember the lyrics. I just know that it's like too late for forgiveness and she's like telling the guy off. It's a really good song. Ana Gabriel, Demasiado Tarde. Love that girl.
There you go.
You love her?
I love her voice.
Yeah, she has an amazing voice.
She has this like kind of rough voice, but she sings with a lot of passion.
Yes.
Like when I heard that...
Not like that.
But like when I heard that song, El Cigarrillo, it's like... passionate. I can feel what she's feeling.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. She's a great singer.
Cheers to Ana Gabriel if you're listening to us. And Friday, we have a lesson called customer service. I think I know a lot about that.
So what is it about? Like answering customers?
Like not answering emails and stuff?
I answer a lot of emails.
Well, this lesson is about customer service when you want to call them and tell them that you want to do something, cancel or something. But it's more like the conversation of saying you should call customer service. It's not the actual call.
Oh, because...
Servicio al cliente.
Customer service call can be so annoying.
Yeah.
Like when you call and it's like, dial 1 if you want to, dial 54 if you want to.
And they have you on hold like for 10 minutes.
But imagine how hard it is to have everyone calling you and complain.
Yeah, I had a friend who worked in a call center that basically receives customers' complaints and inquiries and stuff like that. And imagine you're working in a place where all the phone calls you get, people are going to take out their anger on you. Mm-hmm. Of like the bad service or something. You had nothing to do with it, but all the time it's just like...
The key to be a good customer service representative is to say, please, thank you, and sorry in the same sentence.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sorry, please, thank you. Yeah. There you go.
I don't know, the way I am, I'm like go off on people and stuff.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, not like that. But in customer service, I can be like that with, you know, with friends. Like if I get angry, I get like very, But with customer service, I'm very nice.
Thank you, Lilian.
But I imagine it's for a certain amount of time, or maybe like after 5 people telling you off or saying that you suck, you know, it's so much you can take.
No. What I'm saying is that I'm usually very nice.
Oh, you're nice to people who are... you're a customer.
Of course. People
so
like
hard to believe that, Liliana.
What? Are you telling me I'm not a nice person?
Yes, you're a nice person.
And you're very demanding.
Yeah.
I am. That's true.
Imagine the poor people from Best Buy.
Yeah. I mean,
hey, you have heard me in my calls. Like, the first call I was like, okay, yes, I understand. The second one was like, but it's been... 4 months without a DVD.
I'm not the customer service
for
Best Buy.
See?
Easy, Liliana, easy.
No, it's true. But anyway.
Oh, you know what? There are some funny stories about customer service when, like in the tech department. You know, like a woman calls up and she says that that her computer won't turn on.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's like, well, why? And she's like, I don't know. And I just keep pressing on this pedal and it doesn't turn on. And he's like, what pedal? It's like this thing with 2 buttons on it. Apparently, she had the mouse on the floor and trying to like turn on the computer with the mouse.
Gosh.
Seriously.
Are you serious?
Or there's another one that the girl was complaining that her cup holder won't work in her new computer. And the guy's like, what cup holder? Apparently, she was using her CD-ROM thing as a cup holder.
No, is this for real?
This is for real. Yeah, this is actual customer service. Because sometimes you get people that are not very... There's even a Microsoft... I think it was a Microsoft commercial where the guy's like, okay, please, I need you to close all the windows to see if the computer responds. So then the woman gets up and closes all the windows in her office. And she's like, all right, I've closed all the windows, but still the computer doesn't respond. So it's like, it is a little bit frustrating when you're dealing with people are not tech savvy.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I deal with it with my dad. You know, he's like, okay, just grab the mouse. What mouse? And I'm like, Dad, you know, he's like, just describe it to me. And I'm like, Dad, it's like a round thing. He's like, there's none. I'm like, okay, so then you have a touchpad. What touchpad? Like, he gets so angry, you know? I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I think it's the newer generations were just so used to it. And like, even verbs, like, just Google it. And they're like... What? You want me to do what?
Yeah, it's true.
And so, like, you know, people aren't as tech savvy. Guys, older generation.
The other day I saw a little baby. He doesn't even know how to talk yet. And he was with an iPhone. And you tell him, like, open your movie that you want. So he goes into iTunes. He opens iTunes, looks for the movie.
Oh, really?
And turn on the movie and he starts watching it. And he doesn't know how to talk.
No.
Isn't it amazing?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Did you heard about this kid that created an application for the iPhone?
An iPhone app.
Yeah.
Wow.
No way.
But how old is he? Do you know?
Like 6.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, you can go on YouTube and you can see like little kids with the guitar, how well they play, or the drums, or even like... Remember you were telling me about this video about this little kid who you asked him, it was a little boy.
In the map,
yeah, like the capitals of the world, and he could point them out or
find
them on the map.
I'm going to actually add it into the comment section of this show so you can see it. It's amazing. Like she is, I don't know, what, 4?
And yeah. She knows the capitals.
Yeah, she's like, okay, where is North Korea? And she's like, yeah! And then she's like, more. She gets so excited. Wow. She's like so thirsty for knowledge. I was like, oh my God.
I was reading something very interesting that, you know, they say like, when you become an adult, your learning is not as fast.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big reason why this happens. And the answer is why. We don't ask ourselves why things anymore. We just learn things because of what's going on. How do you do this? But you don't ask yourself the why question behind what you're learning. And when you ask yourself why is something happening, that's when you actually remember things.
And you learn.
It's better. It's easier to learn that way.
Mm.
Isn't it interesting?
Very interesting. And it's true. Like kids. That's like my nephews and my nieces. So why? So why are you putting like gas on the, you know, on the, so it can start? But why?
Yeah.
And you're like,
I'm like,
I don't
because
know
if that it doesn't go. But why? Why in there? Why? I know it go.
But I think there's a certain age where the kids like they ask that why question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so I think that's it for today, guys. Well, let's go for a beer right now because I feel like for a beer.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
All right. See you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.